49ers. What's going on there? Because they have no wide receivers, I don't think.
49ers went 6-10 last year. They do have Jimmy Garoppolo, though. Look, this is the darling pick in the NFC. Everybody thinks that Jimmy Garoppolo and his Aladdin-type complexion are going to get the 49ers to a position where they can compete for a playoff berth. I don't see it right now. Look, I think Jimmy G is good, but you look at the numbers, he did only have 7 touchdowns and 5 picks last year. It's not like, even though he went 5-0, it's not like he went 15 touchdowns and no picks. 7 TDs to 5 picks is not great.
I don't have the defense's numbers in the last 5 games. I think they played a hell of a lot better. I don't know how well they did play.
Easier when you have a better quarterback leading you down the offense.
Yes, yes. I am worried about the wide receivers, though. Goodwin from Texas, who's a speedster. What do you have? Buffalo also really didn't prove anything there. Pierre Garçon, is that guy still in the league? I mean, that guy's, I thought he was 100.
Norwich cadet.
Norwich cadet.
And
Mount Union.
Yeah, I was going to say Indianapolis Colt. I just don't think they have enough of the skill players to go along with Jimmy Garoppolo, but I am so curious as hell as what Garoppolo is going to do as an encore season this year.
Just to let you know, San Francisco's defense, they jumped from last in the NFL in total defense to 24th, last in rushing defense to 22nd, and last in points to 25th.
Yeah, but
so they went from really bad to not very good.
I was going to say, were they really bad in the last 5 games, though? Because I think they played so much better when Garoppolo started. So
yeah, I mean, considering
I don't know, but you couldn't play any worse. Put it that way.
I mean, they were 1-10. Yeah. Garoppolo comes in and they end up scoring 52 less points than they gave up. So they made up for a lot of ground. The defense
get
played
worse,
much
but,
better, and they're bringing in the new defensive coordinator, I think, from Seattle. Isn't he bringing a 4-3 in?
Biggest question mark for the team is Jimmy Garoppolo. Number two, I think it's Richard Sherman. How does Richard Sherman recover on the defense? Now, the 49ers had a video get released the other day with Marquise Goodwin just absolutely burning Richard Sherman, who comes off that Achilles injury. They put out one yesterday of him getting an interception. So the questions around Sherman are very real. If he is a Pro Bowl-level player, then that defense all of a sudden looks a lot better. If the torn Achilles takes its toll on a guy who's nearly 30 years old, then that defense in the back end isn't as good as it could be. That's a major question. Running game, they lost Carlos Hyde. He went to Cleveland. So now you're talking about a team with limited wide receiver weapons and with limited running back weapons. They did get Jerick McKinnon, so can he really replace Carlos Hyde? They're two totally different players.
And don't sleep on Goodwin. You mentioned him. I mean, as soon as Garoppolo showed up, he was his boy. I mean, I think he had like 29, 30 catches in the 5 games. They won them all, and he was thrown downfield to him constantly. Ended up getting almost 1,000 yards, so they might have something in him. But, I mean, John Lynch, their GM, comes easy. He was talking about don't get Craig, because that's the sexy pick now in the NFL to make maybe a wild card run in the San Francisco 49ers. He says when he was in Tampa, they had one great year, and then they followed up with a stinker. So you've got to be careful of those kind of expectations.
I wish San Francisco was playing the Patriots this year.
Yeah, that would be fun.
Oh, you think so?
I agree.
You think
Garoppolo
so?
Garoppolo would throw for about 700 yards.
That's not the question. The question is if the 49ers were winning, let's say, by 3 or 4 touchdowns, and there's 30 seconds left in the game, does Garoppolo try to throw another touchdown? You know what I mean? Something like that. That's the fun part when you see crap like that.
Fortunately, we don't have to worry about that scenario, not because they're not playing each other, but because you had them winning big at late in the game against the Patriots. So
they can play in the Super Bowl. you never know. They can go play in the Super Bowl.
The thing I notice about Jimmy G that I really like, and is a lot of the same principles that you like about Tom Brady. I remember it last year when they played Jacksonville in the very first preseason game of the year, and Jimmy Garoppolo, you instantly saw his mobility both inside and outside of the pocket. The Patriots used a lot of play action with Jimmy G in that first preseason game a year ago, and I was instantly impressed at the way that he got outside, moved the pocket, and hit receivers on the run, and then his ability to avoid the rush within the pocket. People from Jacksonville, the defensive line from Jacksonville, they got to Jimmy G, but his ability to sidestep and evade, which is something we still see from Tom Brady. Tom Brady, you were even talking about it with me in a break. He's very, very good at avoiding the rush, not laterally, but stepping up in the pocket.
And ducking.
And that's what we see from Jimmy Garoppolo. I like that ability, and he's going to need it in a division that features the defensive line of the Rams with Aaron Donald, hopefully, post-holdout, and Ndamukong Suh. And you're still going to see a Seattle defense that has a front 7 that's capable. And Arizona with Chandler Jones, he's going to need that skill set that he definitely possesses.
Playing 6 games in which they could be behind early, you think Garoppolo is a top 5 statistically, top 6 or 7 quarterback by the end of the season.
Yeah, you know why? Because that division defensively, Brady, I think I disagree with you on that. Is not, first of all, Seattle taking a step backwards. So is Arizona. The Rams are not a great, super great defensive team. Everybody's given up. I think that division gave up as many points against as just about any other, or maybe top two out of all the divisions. He should be able to go ahead, and plus there's a lot of scoring with the Rams. He should be able to get put up some points, whether they win or lose. His statistics right. should be looking pretty good.
Oh, there's no question. Done. Even with John Lynch running the show as the GM, I still think this team's going to give up a ton of points. They're going to be a lot of fun to watch, though. There's no more of this 23-6 stuff going on in San Fran. I think you're going to see a lot of 35-34 kind of games.
By the way, that being said, if I was going to take a team to go from worst to first, it'd be the 49ers. If I was going to take a long shot for the Super Bowl, it may be the 49ers, but the Rams are the darling of that division. San Francisco, I would take second. I may go with Arizona third, followed by Seattle, but you could interchange those either three or four, no matter what.
I don't think the Rams are getting out of, or I don't think the 49ers, rather, are getting out of third place.
Wow.
I still think Seattle finishes second, and I think the rest of the teams are catching up to the Rams. Or looking up at the Rams. I don't see the 49ers being that great this
Rams
year.
Rams are the class act.
Yes, the Rams are the class act.
I think the standings are exactly the same as last year. Rams, Seahawks, Cardinals, 49ers.
Seahawks are not winning, coming in second.
That's not happening. Just said.
I said they're not happening. It's not happening. They're not coming
they're
in second.
They're not coming in
they're
second.
They're not coming in second.
Brady, any thoughts on that?
I could see them not coming in second. I picked them to be second, but I could see it not happening. I just don't see the 49ers being second.
I'm hoping they finish in fifth in a 14 division. Wow. See, this is why Brady doesn't like you.
Well,